Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Supreme Court grants bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in alleged excise policy scam. Scrutiny of nomination papers being held for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir. National Investigation Agency conducts raids at several locations in Punjab in connection with attack on Indian High Commission in Canada. FSSAI directs all states and union territories to strictly monitor food adulteration during festive season. Heavy rain disrupts normal life in several parts of Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh. IMD warns of more intense rainfall over the next few days. And US President Joe Biden to host fourth in-person Quad Leaders Summit on the 21st of this month. The Supreme Court today granted bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal in a corruption case registered by the Central Bureau of Investigation CBI in the alleged excise policy scam. Chief Minister Kejriwal was granted relief subject to a bail bond of 10 lakh rupees. The apex court also put conditions on his release on bail, saying the AAP leader should not make any public comments on the merits of the case and should be present for all hearings before the trial court unless exempted. A two-judge bench of Justice Surya Kant and Justice Ujjal Bhuiya pronounced the verdict in the petitions filed by the Delhi Chief Minister challenging his arrest and seeking bail in the case by the CBI in connection with the scam. On Wednesday, a Delhi court had extended the judicial custody of Chief Minister Kejriwal till the 25th of this month in connection with the liquor policy scam. The AAP leader was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on the 21st of March this year in a money laundering case linked to the now-scrapped excise policy. On the 26th of June, the CBI formally arrested him in a corruption case linked to the alleged scam. The BJP today said the Supreme Court has shown the mirror to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal as he has been granted conditional bail in the liquor policy case. Talking to media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia said Mr. Kejriwal's argument was that his arrest is illegal, but the apex court has rejected the arguments. He said Mr. Kejriwal never got relief from any court and no charges have been quashed.
आज सर्वोच्च न्यायालय ने जब फैसला सुनाया है तो इस दो न्यायाधीशों की खंडपीठ ने स्पष्ट किया है एपलेंस अरेस्ट डज नॉट सफर फ्रॉम एनी इनलीगैलिटी. सो पहली बात, जो अरेस्ट हुई वो संवैधानिक थी, कानून के आधार पे हुई और उनकी पूरी पार्टी जो कि भ्रष्टाचार में लिप्त है, जो प्रोपेगेंडा चला रही थी, आज सर्वोच्च न्यायालय ने उस प्रोपेगेंडा का खात्मा किया है.
On the other hand, the Aam Aadmi Party has said after bail to the Chief Minister, it has been proven that the arrest by the CBI was to halt the bail in the ED case. Senior party leader Manish Sisodia said the Supreme Court's decision is not just for Mr. Kejriwal, but it is an assurance to the people of the country that the Constitution is there as a shield for them.
आज ऑनरेबल सुप्रीम कोर्ट को हम नमन करते हैं, उनको सलाम करते हैं, उनका धन्यवाद करते हैं, हम इस देश के संविधान का धन्यवाद करते हैं, बाबा साहब का धन्यवाद करते हैं जिनके बदौलत आज सच्चाई की जीत हुई है. और ये खाली सच्चाई की जीत की बात नहीं है, झूठ भी एक्सपोज हुआ है.
Scrutiny of nomination papers is taking place today for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and the third and final phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir. Filing of nominations ended yesterday in Haryana and for the third phase in Jammu and Kashmir. In Haryana, the nominations can be withdrawn till the 16th of this month. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, a total of 483 candidates have submitted their nomination papers for the third phase. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 17th of September. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 1st of October. Voting for the first phase in the Union Territory will be held on the 18th of this month and second phase will take place on the 25th of September. Counting of votes for assembly polls in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. The National Investigation Agency today conducted searches at several locations in Punjab in connection with its probe into the attack on the Indian High Commission in Canada, allegedly by pro-Khalistan supporters. The searches were conducted in Moga, Amritsar, Gurdaspur and Jalandhar. Last year, the agency had registered a case of a protest by pro-Khalistani supporters outside the Indian Mission in Ottawa. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is conducting searches at various places in West Bengal today in connection with food supply and distribution corruption case. The agency has sent teams to many districts, including Paschim Midnipur, South 24 Parganas, North 24 Parganas, Nodia and Kolkata. Various godowns, fair price shops and houses of ration dealers are under the scanner. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has launched a dedicated web portal to monitor the progress of Special Swachhata Campaign 4.0 via video conferencing today. The special campaign aims to institutionalize Swachhata in all offices of the central government with a saturation approach. The government has decided to observe special campaigns every year from October the 2nd to the 31st to institutionalize Swachhata and reduce pendency. Special Campaign 4.0 will be preceded by a preparatory phase from the 16th to the 30th of September 2024. Union Minister for Heavy Industries and Steel, H.D. Kumaraswamy, has said the recently approved Prime Minister E-Bus Seva Payment Security Mechanism scheme will support deployment of more than 38,000 electric buses, e-buses, from financial year 2024-25 to financial year 2028-29. Briefing the media, Mr. Kumaraswamy said the Union Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved the scheme for procurement and operation of e-buses by public transport authorities with an outlay of 3,435.33 crore rupees. He said the scheme will support the operation of e-buses for a period of up to 12 years from the date of deployment. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have arrested one terror associate of Jammu and Kashmir Ghaznavi Force outfit with explosives and ammunition in Poonch district last evening. During a joint search operation by security forces at Pota Bypass in Surankot, the suspect was arrested with a bag containing three hand grenades, explosive substances and other incriminating material. Preliminary investigation established his identity as Mohammed Shabir, a resident of Daryala, Nowshera. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has instructed all states and union territories to strictly monitor the manufacturing and sale of adulterated sweets, savouries and dairy products during the festive season. It also requested them to conduct frequent enforcement and surveillance drives during the festive season to prevent such malpractices. In a letter, FSSAI noted that the demand for sweets, savouries, milk and milk products like ghee, khoya and paneer increases during the festive season. This heightened demand also increases the economic motivation to adulterate these products. It emphasized that preventive measures, including special surveillance and enforcement drives at hotspots, can effectively curb these practices while ensuring product safety. Heavy rain disrupted normal life in several parts of Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh as a result of a depression that developed over central India. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange and yellow warnings for rainfall across several parts of northwest India today. Talking to Akashvani, senior scientist at IMD, Dr. Shoma Sen, said that extremely heavy rainfall is expected in Uttarakhand today.
Rainfall is likely to continue over north and east India during the next 4 to 5 days. Initially, if you see, because of this low pressure over central Uttar Pradesh, we'll get extremely heavy rainfall today over Uttarakhand, very heavy rainfall over west Uttar Pradesh, and heavy rainfall over Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh and East Rajasthan.
Our correspondent has said that there is a red alert for heavy rain in Uttarakhand today, in view of which vigilance is being maintained at the government administration level.
It has been raining continuously in various parts of the state. Due to heavy rain, vehicular movement is blocked due to landslides at various parts in the hilly regions. The Badrinath National Highway is being obstructed for movement due to debris falling from the hill at various places. At the same time, Kedarnath National Highway is blocked for movement due to landslide near Munkatia. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued a red alert warning of extremely heavy rainfall in Champawat, Nainital and Udham Singh Nagar districts today. In view of the warning of heavy rain, holiday has been declared today in all schools from class 1 to 12 as well as Anganwadi centers in Udham Singh Nagar, Rudraprayag, Pauri, Uttarkashi, Almora and Dehradun. Meanwhile, the Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today took stock of the situation of rains in various parts of the state. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
In Uttar Pradesh, authorities are on high alert, especially in western and Terai region in the wake of the alert issued by the IMD. Red and orange alert have been issued for many parts of Uttar Pradesh as the state braces for heavy rain in the next 24 hours. In Madhya Pradesh, the strongest system of the monsoon season is active in most parts of the state. As a result, flood-like conditions have arisen in most of the districts. All dams are full and major rivers are in spate.
The Met Department has issued a warning of heavy rains in 11 districts of Madhya Pradesh today. The Sindhu River is flowing above the danger mark in Bhind. Around 500 people have been shifted to relief camps set up in Panchayat Bhavans and schools in 3 villages in Bhind district. An alert has also been issued in 47 villages of Gwalior Chambal region. A part of the airport wall in Jabalpur collapsed due to heavy rain. 17 people have lost their lives in rain-related accidents across the state from yesterday to this morning. According to the IMD, another new system is becoming active in the Bay of Bengal from September 15. Its effect will be seen in the state from September 16. However, by then the state may get relief from heavy rains. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Ahead of the 30th World Ozone Day, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change today organized a dialogue on the theme, Montreal Protocol, Advancing Climate Action. Addressing the event in New Delhi, Environment Secretary Lina Nandan said, India has done exceptionally well under the Montreal Protocol and has met the commitments due to the collaborative efforts of all stakeholders.
Ye jo spirit hai, this whole livelihood that you have brought to today's event, is something that renews our confidence and hope that indeed the achievements that we have made, the progress that we have made with reference to combating the problem of ozone depletion and the pathway in terms of phase out of HCFC and phase down of HFC, they have acknowledged the success of India and all the efforts that we as a country have made.
The Montreal Protocol is an international agreement that aims to protect the ozone layer by reducing and consumption of ozone-depleting substances. Today is the last day of Semicon India 2024, organized at the India Expo Center and Mart in Greater Noida. The 3-day event was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Wednesday. Speaking to Akashwani News, CEO Ajit Manocha said Semicon India 2024 is the most successful and biggest Semicon organized in any country. He said over 100 CEOs from the semiconductor ecosystem attended it. U.S. President Joe Biden will host the 4th in-person Quad Leaders Summit in Delaware on the 21st of this month and is looking forward to welcoming Prime Minister Narendra Modi as well as other leaders. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the summit will focus on bolstering strategic convergence among Quad countries.
President Biden will host the 4th in-person Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware. The President looks forward to welcoming Prime Minister of Australia, Prime Minister of India, and the Prime Minister of Japan. The Biden-Harris administration has made elevating and institutionalizing the Quad a top priority, and this Leaders Summit will focus on bolstering the strategic convergence among our countries, advancing our shared vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific region, and delivering concrete benefits for our partners in the Indo-Pacific in key areas.
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Supreme Court grants bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in alleged excise policy scam. Scrutiny of nomination papers being held for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir. National Investigation Agency conducts raids at several locations in Punjab in connection with the attack on Indian High Commission in Canada. FSSAI directs all states and union territories to strictly monitor food adulteration during festive season. Heavy rain disrupts normal life in several parts of Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh. IMD warns of more intense rainfall over the next few days. And with that, we end the midday news.